I'm Sarah Whitman, and this audio is entitled Taking Care of the Individual. If you examine your diet against the diets of your family members, circle of friends, colleagues, or acquaintances, the most likely scenario is there are many variations among diets. This is quite reasonable and expected, since you and every other individual you come across is just that, an individual. Everyone has their own preferences, dietary restrictions and requirements, health situations, and other factors that shape diet. The same can be said for dogs. Although there are many species appropriate foods for dogs, there is not one simple answer for what every dog should eat. For example, Gilda the Golden Retriever may get diarrhea from sweet potatoes, while Maggie the Mutt eats them every day with no problem. Sammy the Sheepdog may have a chicken sensitivity, while chicken is a daily staple for Roxy the Rottie. The variations are widespread. While every dog should eat certain kinds of foods, like meats, vegetables, oils, and more, and foods they should avoid altogether, like chocolate, onions, and other certain foods, there is no one perfect recipe for every dog. This is one of the many factors that makes homemade dog food so magical. Not only are you offering top quality ingredients, but you can tailor your ingredients to your own dog's body systems and alter as needed. Along with these general individual variations, there are specific situations which further cement the concept that commercial dog food does not make room for the individual and does not properly address individual considerations. In fact, it may lead to more questions than answers for dog guardians who are looking to correct a problem their dog is experiencing. For example, mislabeling has been an issue in commercial pet food. Studies have found certain ingredients were included in the formulas but not mentioned on the label, thereby posing a risk to dogs with specific sensitivities. A dog guardian may purchase a specific food with certain ingredients in mind, but the reality is that the contents are different from what's on the label. This solves nothing. Certain breed-specific considerations also demonstrate the importance of customizing one's own dog food. For example, copper-associated hepatitis, a genetic disease in Labrador retrievers, can be exacerbated by commercial foods if copper levels are uncertain. Further, and more generally, the contaminants, drugs, and foods rejected from the human food supply chain can aggravate or prolong specific reactions a dog may have. These are just a few examples of research demonstrating the pitfalls of commercial food. However, even if your dog doesn't have allergies or sensitivities, and you don't have a Labrador Retriever, your commercial food may not be a proper fit for your dog's individual body. Even if you change to a different commercial food, you still run the risk of mislabeling, contamination, and other factors which may make your dog ill. Transitioning to human-grade foods one by one allows you full control to monitor your dog's reactions. Over time, you can develop a dietary pattern that works for him or her, and you will allow his or her body to thrive. This produces a positive result for both of you. I hope you've enjoyed this audio, and you can always visit dogfoodcoach.com for more.